Welcome to another edition of This Week in Mining, a serious appraisal of mining and the economy in northern Minnesota. Now for the host of This Week in Mining, Roxy McSlag.
Welcome to This Week in Mining, a huge day at one of the range's largest taconite plants. Statler Taconite, a 20 million ton annual operation, announced last Friday that it had laid off nearly all its human workers in favor of a controversial new approach to mining. I spoke with Statler GM Jack Gornick last week. Mr. Gornick, what is going on at Statler Taconite?
Well, it's like this. We made the tough call to replace our human workforce with transmodifiers.
Transmodifiers?
All right. These would be your 15-story robots that can morph in shape from a humanoid figure capable of walking or running into a 240-ton haul truck or electric shovel. Legally distinct, mind you, from other popular Hollywood robots, corporate was very clear that we not refer to them as anything else. My point is that most of these are what you'd call your blue-collar, working anthropomorphic robots. Maybe they didn't get the big break in the movies, but they need work, and we need to move a million tons of raw material before the end of this week alone.
What about the devastating effect on the local economy? Hundreds of workers are unemployed.
Oh, we don't see it that way. Modern mining is robot work. We need people to do the things the giant robots can't do, mostly keeping area children from engaging in stilted dialogue with the transmodifiers and negotiating peace between these transmodifiers and the kind they're using up at North Shore. I don't know, something about a planet in space and some kind of backstory, I don't know.
Are these machines part of a union?
Oh, goodness, I hope not. But how could you tell? They use their own currency based on petroleum. They work straight 168s. I don't believe they're capable of sexual reproduction, but they're doing something up there in the tailings pond at night. It's a new world.
I see one of the machines is working nearby. Would you mind if I asked him a question?
Oh, sure, but you're going to need a stool or something.
Excuse me, what is your name?
I'm called Otto Primovich. I'm here to extract low-grade iron ore to be processed into shippable material for the production of steel.
What does it mean to you that you are mining ore to make steel when you yourself appear to be made of steel?
You really have me there. I don't have a mother. I can only assume that on my home planet, some other machine did something similar to what I'm doing now, making my creation possible. So many machines I killed. Maybe one was Mother. Maybe. I'm sorry, I didn't expect the tears. That's always when it hits me, when I don't expect it.
Yeah, some hotshot in the lab thought it'd be a great idea to program them with feelings, some kind of existential awareness. 32 years in the business, and I could have told them how that turns out. But they want them to feel remorse so they don't stomp the trains or shoot lasers at the crusher.
I don't have enough RAM to have a serious relationship.
I see a lot of your transmodifiers have stopped working, Mr. Gornick.
Yeah, let me get on the horn on that. Jerry, what's going on in the pit? Units 5, 7, and 9, and, oh, I don't know, that beatbox one? They're not working.
Mother, do you exist, and why?
Jeez, pull yourself together, robot. We've all got problems, and mine's a quota.
Shortly after our visit to Statler Taconite, Gornick announced that the laid-off miners will be rehired to maintain the transmodifiers and provide them the sort of emotional support they need to work properly. Statler is expected to ship 18 million tons of taconite this year.
Tune in next week for another edition of This Week in Mining with Roxy McSlag. The Great Northern Radio Show Players.